Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruth E.C.
This half hour is presented by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. and very grateful to be joined this morning by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. We've got Amber Southard and also Deputy Simmons. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
I am so excited that you braved the frigid weather to come join this morning here at the radio station.
I know. Only in Florida can we go from 80 degrees one day to like 21 wind chill the next.
Well, yeah, we're in Northwest Florida, so I guess that kind of makes a big difference.
Well, the cold front went down the whole state. I think the Keys, they were even freezing down there for them.
Well, 70's cold for them. So,
right. That's right. Break out the Uggs at 70 degrees.
Yeah. It does snow here. It doesn't down there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm happy it's kind of starting to warm up out there in the sun. It doesn't feel too bad. So there's hope.
There's always hope. There's always hope, yes. And I feel like that is the perfect segue into our conversation this morning. It's the season of hope and giving.
Absolutely. It's feeling a lot like Christmas outside. We're starting to see decorations. And we do a program at the Sheriff's Office called Shop with a Cop, and it's something we do every year, and it is my favorite event we have. It is so heartwarming, and I'm going to let Deputy Simmons just explain what it is because he's in charge of that program.
Sure. Well, thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. Basically, what Shop with a Cop is, it's a program where the Sheriff's Office partners with the school district. We have the school district at middle and elementary schools select a student out of their student body who they think could use a little extra Christmas cheer this year. And it's always somebody who really, really needs it. So we get money donations from individual citizens, from private citizens, from business leaders throughout the community to fund the program. And what we do is we give these kids that are selected by the schools $200 gift cards. It has been in the past that the officer and the child would go to the precinct on Hood Drive up in Inslee, and we'd walk them across and let them just go crazy in Walmart buying whatever they needed. But this year with COVID, things had to change a little bit. We couldn't get as many kids into the program for the reason, of course. So what we're going to do is we're going to give the officers the gift cards. And the kids have filled out their wish lists. Again, the school district, helped us out there, their counselors and their teachers, and helped them fill out some of the wish lists. And I have some of the wish lists here. And, the program is designed to give the kids the opportunity to have a good Christmas. And it's also to let them know that law enforcement is their friend. You know, we're not there just for the bad things that happen in their lives around the community, but to let the kids know and the community know that, we're parents too. I mean, we're part of who they are in the community. And if we can help these kids have a little bit better Christmas, that's really what it's all about. So once the officers get the gift cards, they go to Walmart and they do the shopping. They're going to bring all the toys and whatever the kids had asked for. We're going to bring it to the sheriff's office. We have a bunch of civilian employees at the sheriff's office that have volunteered to help wrap the gifts. The program is on the 18th, so the officers are probably doing their shopping now, and I'm sure they did some on Black Friday or what have you. They bring the stuff to the office. We wrap it on the 18th. We'll go get the kids from their house, bring them to the sheriff's office. We're going to have the sheriff's office mounted unit there. The horses will be there. And we're going to have one of the training rooms at the sheriff's office decorated with a Christmas theme. And the kids will get snacks. They'll get lunches provided by Walmart. They'll get different handouts from the sheriff's office. There's different divisions inside the sheriff's office that's going to help us decorate. The kids will come in, and they're going to get their toys. They're going to get everything that they ask for as far as we can get on the list.
And part of this program every year when we do it at Walmart, normally we get to go and shop with them. So we have our buggy carts, wherever you're from in the world, however you pronounce it. And we get out there, and they hand us their list, or they walk around. And what is incredible to me and the most heartwarming part are these are children. Like, they're young children. And instead of thinking of themselves during that time, we see them grocery shopping. They get food for their family. They get gifts for mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or siblings, and they don't really think of themselves. And if that's not the true meaning of the holidays, I don't know what it is. And it is just amazing to see. And you brought some of the lists they've actually sent this year.
We did. And I'll just read just some of them. And remember, these are kids from kindergarten up to 7th and 8th grade. So here's a young elementary school student that he wants a bike. He wants a Barbie doll. Now, this is for his sisters now. And he specifically wrote for his sisters. He says something for his mom, something girly for his mom.
Aww.
Okay. Now, again, this is a young boy here who's not only thinking, you know, about Christmas and what it means to him, but it's giving back to his family. And, you know, some of these are just, you know, beyond touching. And this one is does that. He says he wants a chocolate bar for his Nana. But then he also wants some Diet Mountain Dew for his Nana. Okay. So, you know, he's thinking outside the box. I like that.
Yeah, I like
so,
it, too.
So, you know, the Diet Mountain Dew is good.
That must be Nana's favorite.
Yeah.
And that's so specific.
Yeah.
It must be the real thing.
It's got to be Diet Mountain Dew.
That's right.
Now, he also put on there, and, you know, I can just picture this event, this scene playing out in his house where his mom probably comes home from a long day of work or whatever, and he wants to get a foot massager for his mom.
Good kid. Good job.
And then, you know, after all that, at the very bottom, and this is where it really hits me, and excuse me if I get a little emotional, he wants a gift card and small amounts for when they have trouble with food. So,
that's
what it's for. They're not only, it's not only about toys, you know, it's the need in the community, and these are kids that reach out and say, this is a need that I have in my life. And the last one that I got 30 some out of these things. And this young man here, I think he's in third grade. So he's what, eight?
8 years old.
Yeah. He wants a bike. He wants a pair of pants. He wants shirts and shoes. Okay. So he's not looking for toys. He's not looking for stuff like that. But then at the very bottom of it, and I'll read his words, and this is how he wrote it. And if all else fails, F-E-L-L-S, I love that. Whatever God has for me.
Oh, wow.
His words. Oh, you know. That's what he wrote.
In the heartstrings.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
And I tell you, we have such a wonderful community here. These donations from Precision Door, Dignity Funeral Homes, Walmart, Navy Federal. I'm sorry if I forget all of them, but
that's
there's
just a few. Yeah.
Yeah. They just come alongside us. And I know this year is probably harder than it has been in most of our lifetimes. But it's touching a kid's heart in a way that, you know, they can touch their family's heart by not only asking stuff for themselves, but of course for their families. One little girl asked for puppy pads for her little puppy dog. So probably there's a problem there that we need to, we could help with. But again, the officers, we get such a blessing from this. And it's like Amber said, it's the best program we have. The past couple of years, I've had to collect almost $16,000, and I've always been able to reach that goal because of our donations and the wonderful people that we have in our community. This year, we're fully funded. We didn't have to raise that much because we can only do half of what we've been doing because of COVID, even though I think this year there's more of a need than any year. In the past, but we can only do so much, and we don't want to risk their health for a Christmas event.
Absolutely.
So, again, just from the sheriff, who always supports this and has given us, you know, such wonderful help with all this, I appreciate that over the years that he's really been, you know, the guy that would say, okay, we're gonna help our community.
Year.
Yes, exactly. And it has been, you know, just a wonderful privilege for me over the past several years to have. Been part of this. I don't know if you knew, but I retired after 30 years with the sheriff's office back in October of last year. But I came back just in time to do this one for this Christmas.
Wow. Yeah.
So
we're
it
so
means
happy to
lot.
Have him back.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm glad to be back. Yeah, I appreciate the sheriff bringing me back. But this is a program that, you know, you'll never forget. I mean, I can remember when we first started this, we had one of the largest programs in the entire country because we gave each kid $200. And we did 66 kids at $200, which is, you know,
it's
a
huge.
Lot.
Wow.
And then I get the question, well, why is it $200? Well, have you seen the prices on things?
Yeah.
The one little boy here, he had a a tablet. There's a lot of tablets being asked for this year. Mm-hmm. A lot of Nerf guns. And Nerf guns are $40.
Yeah.
Yes.
If not more. Legos. I mean, I don't know what they're made out of, but, you know, they're very expensive.
Gold, apparently.
Yeah. So we can't get that much. Mm-hmm. But I think $200 makes an impact. I think they understand that.
It really does. And, you know, we're talking about their list and what they put on there. And something that we normally see at Shop with a Cop, and I'm sure we will see it this year, is, you know, we have volunteers from the sheriff's office, so it is sworn and civilians that go out and help these children shop. And what you will see is these kids will tell them, well, I need groceries for home, or I need this for mom or dad. And they're so giving that the deputies and the civilians that are shopping with them reach into their own pockets and also give to make sure that that child is going home with what they need. Mm. And it is just the most amazing, kindest thing you see. It's kind all the way around. It's kind that the child is thinking of other people, and it's also kind that the volunteers, you know, are also thinking of that Absolutely. Other family to help out. So it just keeps the compassion going, and I love it. I love
We're just event. One small part in our community. You got the communities caring at Christmas. You got the Toys for Tots. You know, believe me, we're not putting ourselves anywhere near above mm-hmm. them. You know, we're just trying to do our part. Mm-hmm. And since we have so many employees and so many officers that see firsthand mm-hmm. what the living conditions are for these kids, whether we're sent there for, you know, a bad thing that happened to the child or their family. I mean, they don't call law enforcement because they're having a good day
right.
or invite mm-hmm. us to Thanksgiving dinner. That doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. It's bad stuff, mm-hmm. you know. And, you know, the way the world is now with a negative outlook towards law enforcement or you know, authority, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
You know, this is a way to offset some of that and say, look, guys, you know, we're just doing our part here. And this mm-hmm. is one program. This is only 35, 36 kids.
Yeah.
But that's 35, 36 kids that otherwise would not have had the opportunity
right.
that they'll get, you know, with mm-hmm. the Shop with a Cop program. So
I know we reached our goal this year with donations, but yes. are we already collecting for next year to maybe reach
I'm always
that goal?
Collecting money for next year because I don't know what tomorrow or right. Next year is going to bring.
So we've got people on here that are asking how can they help. And so we have collected the goal for this year, but is it something we they have. Can do for
yes,
next
Yes, absolutely.
Year?
And here's the reason why we collect money all year round, because it's like, okay, can I give like $10 a month? Absolutely you mm-hmm. can. If you want to make a check, please, that's the best way to do it. Mm-hmm. Make it out to Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and at the bottom of it, Shop with a Cop, and you can mail it. And you can address it to me, Ken Simmons, 1700 West Leonard Street, mm-hmm. Pensacola, Florida, 32501, and we'll deposit it, and that's where it goes. And, of course, I got to dot all my I's and cross all my T's because they look at every penny,
yeah.
And I just go buy the gift cards and let the officers do what they can do. And these officers are they're pretty frugal. I was surprised. Yeah. I mean, they're looking for Black Friday deals. They're trying to get the best bang for their buck.
Yeah, making absolutely. That money stretch.
Yes.
Sure, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's like Amber said, we have officers, you know, like Sergeant Hendershot, every year, this guy, I watch
I
him.
I know.
Because not only does he do the $200, he goes and his wife brings money and mm-hmm. they use their cards, they do whatever, and he's, you know, $300, $400, $500.
They go
I said,
above
Josh,
and
man, I tell you what, as big as you are, you got the heart, you know, he's got a heart of gold.
Yeah.
And he's not the only one. There's several officers that do that. Mm-hmm. And just some of the stories we've had, you know, parents call me just in tears and saying they didn't know what they were going to do this year. And this is just, you know, a blessing to them and just divine intervention and just putting us in contact with their child this particular year. We did have a child bring us a note from a mom that says, my power's been cut off. And this was year before last, and it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some good employees at the sheriff's office.
We really do.
They called Gulf Power, and they paid their bills for them. Of course, that's not, you know, what the program's for, but it's just we have that kind of people in our community. We have that kind of people at the sheriff's office that deeply care for our community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If not, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing.
Absolutely.
So, and again, I know there's other programs. Probably every church out mm-hmm. there has something going on, the shoebox ministry and things like that. So we just want to be part of it, and we have been, and the great support from, you know, our administration, Sheriff Morgan, you know, and Chief Simmons and all of those, and Amber getting me out here on the radio and talking to people. So thank you. I think it's going to be a tremendous success, and we're going to make some kids very, very happy.
Oh, I love that. And like you said, you know, it sounds, even though this year is smaller than it has been in mm-hmm. the past, like you think that's a that's a lot of kids who otherwise would not have maybe Christmas magic. And like now we get to be part of that, you know, like we can all play a little bit of the part of Santa.
And I like what he pointed out, you know, we're just a very small portion of what people in Escambia County are doing. There's so many other programs, and it just truly shows here in Escambia County, we go above and beyond. I mean, we take care of those in need, and it's just so great that we have our own thing that we can do to help out, because we know a lot of these programs this year are struggling because of COVID. So we are a program that can stand strong and still help, and we're just so thankful to be able to do that.
And I love, too, that you have done this pivot where, you know, since you can't go together to the store, it still is specific to these kids. Because I'll tell you what, walking through a toy aisle and you're like, well, I don't know, all of this looks cool and fancy and flashy and loud. And I'm thinking like, well, does this mom really want to replace all the batteries that goes with this one? You know, it's a lot to consider. So that they get to work with their teacher, their counselor to think about what do they really most want and need is just truly personalized, I guess, is the idea.
It doesn't kind of take away that shopping aspect that they normally get. Normally, you know, they get to go in and pick out exactly what they want. This still keeps that part of it open to them. So they still get to create their list and pick what it is they want for Christmas, because that's what it's about.
Now, we don't give them money. I mean, the officers are, even when we were shopping with them, we take the receipts and, you know, and we say, okay, here, this is for you and your family. So it's all a gift card. So I don't want people thinking we're out there just handing money out. No, that's not what we're doing.
Sure.
And again, you know, it's for the kids. And, you know, just reading some of their wish lists, I want to give a shout out to the teachers and the counselors, you know, because a kindergartner probably can't spell monster truck.
Probably not.
So thank God.
Impressive if they can.
Right? Yes, yeah. Well, thank God that some of the teachers understood what they were trying to write.
And actually, a gift.
And actually put it down here for me so I can understand what a Lego Star Wars BB-8 is. Because the teacher wrote that, and the kindergartner didn't do such a good job writing it. But they're kindergartners. I get that. Because I would have known what to have got if the teacher hadn't helped me here. So thank you to the school district. I appreciate you guys, every school, every elementary school, even at the Westgate Center. You know, we got a student come from the Westgate Center, too. So,
wow.
It's a great, great program. We love it. We love the kids. And again, it's that time of year to help out. So,
and you brought it up earlier, but people are just starting to join us now. We don't select the children. It is up to the school district.
It certainly is. And again, I can't tell you how many times, and I have to go home to my wife and just kind of share with her a little bit, and she can, you know, help me understand or feel better about it. But there's kids that call and want to be part of the program. And I said, you know, honey, that's not how it works. And all I can do is just pray that somebody will come alongside her and help her. But the school district does it because they're in the schools. They know that this child comes to school with no shoes. They live out of their car. I mean, we've had kids that we've had to go pick up in a garage behind a house before. But you know, that's what it's about. And there are so many good people out there that ask, is there a kid that I can take? Well, I would just suggest if you see some kid in your neighborhood, drop some Christmas off on their front porch. Do what you can do that way. We're good with our program this year, but if you want to keep giving money for next year, please do so.
Again, if you have any questions about that, I know we spoke about it earlier, if you're just now joining us or you weren't able to write down what Deputy Simmons was saying, you can always email us at PIO@escambiaso.com, and I'll be glad to send any of those messages over to him to help answer any questions.
Absolutely, absolutely. As much as we would like to get every kid that's in need, we can just make, you know, one little part a little brighter this
Christmas.
Right.
And I do appreciate that it is rolling. Like, the donations do not stop. We're already working on next year because it's so personalized. And you know, you've been doing this for how long now, Deputy Simmons?
Several years. I can't tell you how many years we've been doing it. Commander Tharp, he started it many years ago. And again, Sheriff Morgan was, okay, let's do it. So
so at least in the past 12 years.
Yeah. So it's a good program, and hundreds, literally hundreds of kids that we've, you know, helped a little bit. So,
and I think that's wonderful because, like you were saying, Amber, like if anyone has any questions or like you account for every penny, like there is a very clear process here.
There is, yes.
And it really does help to deliver that love. So it's not, even, you know, the toy drive or drop it off or something that. Like, there's one way to help support this, and that is financially, because y'all know the right thing to do when the money comes in.
And again, that's why the schools help us. They know the kids that need the most help. And there's so much that goes on behind the scenes. I've got to contact, you know, the schools. I've got to get permissions slips signed. I've got to make sure that the kids are healthy enough to come, you know, this year. And again, we've got to decipher the hieroglyphics that are in the wish list,
right,
you know, to figure out what it is that they want.
Translate.
But we don't get BB guns. We don't get pocket knives. We don't get a bike unless we can get a helmet with it. That's just to make sure the kids are safe, and it teaches them a little bit of, you know, responsibility. Mm-hmm. And we don't get music, DVDs, things like that, or CDs, because we want the parents to be able to say, no, I don't want my kid having anything that's violent or anything like that. So we work with the parents, of course. And if there's something questionable, we'll call. Like the one little girl wants a pogo stick. I said, I got visions of this child breaking two arms and two legs.
I know they still made pogo sticks.
I didn't either.
Well, she's put a little asterisk by it and circled it. So apparently that's something that she really wants.
That's very special. Yeah.
It is special to her. Mm. It's like the dollhouse for the other little girl. Not her, but for her sister. Mm. And, you know, I don't have girls. My kids are 30 and 29, so they never wanted a dollhouse.
Come talk to me. I've got a little girl.
Okay, good. Somebody's going to have to tell me what is a good dollhouse for these kids. But it's just so wonderful to see. And I like the wish lists. I like the stuff that they put on there. And me and Amber, we can tell you the stories about them buying stuff for everybody else. Now you can read it. That's what they're trying to find. And it's just great. We have a company that's going to help us put some toiletries together for some kids and a little bag, because some of these kids don't have toothbrushes.
Oh, you don't want them spending their, like you said, $200 goes pretty far, but if you start buying groceries and commodities, it gets eaten up real quick. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get them some soap, we're going to get them some shampoo, things like that. And again, we are so cognizant of the fact that some of these kids don't have running water, they don't have whatever. So we're going to do the best we can. So if anything, you know, 2020 Christmas for these kids is going to be a little brighter.
Mm-hmm. Love that. And so with those, you know, like you mentioned, the family, that their electric bill got covered, could the financial donations that the community makes contribute toward that as well, or is that separate?
I would say that would be separate. Okay. I mean, you can give to like Catholic charities and different charities that your different churches should be able to help people like that. Our process here is for the kids, and it's, you know, just a small portion of the kids, but, you know, those other things, you know, you got other charities that can help. But don't be shy about calling us and saying, hey, I know a family in need. We've delivered Christmas trees to a young boy who got burned up in a fire pretty bad, and all that he wanted was a Christmas tree. So while he was in a burn unit, we bought him a Christmas tree. You know, that was really special. And again, we got our wonderful community. Pensacola guys, I'm telling you, you don't understand how great of a community you got here, because I mean, you cannot walk into any store without somebody willing to help take care of some kids.
I think a lot of times we get inundated with just the bad that goes on in certain areas, and we forget to highlight the good, and we truly have a lot of good that goes on here too. And this is just one thing we can bring to the community's attention, the good that's going on both ways, from these sweet children that are buying for others, to the program itself, helping them out.
And just if I can say just finally here, I want to appreciate or say thank you to the officers who do this. You know, I'm not going to pat myself on the back for being a law enforcement officer for so many years, but I'm telling you, I wish I could forget some of the things that I've seen and heard. But just little things like this help us to decompress, help us know that there's a need out there, and it's not always because somebody stole something from you or hurt you or something you see on the news.
It gives a different interaction with law enforcement too. These kids, like you said, are probably most likely only seeing you at the worst moments of their life.
Sure.
And now this is probably one of the highlights that they have, and they get to see you at a better part.
We can't, you know, always be Santa Claus to everybody, but you know, this is a program that we can.
Well, I am so grateful that this exists in our community and for the work you are leading, Deputy Simmons, to make it happen. And so thank you so much. And Amber, do you want to one more time let everyone know if they want to get in touch to find out more?
Yes, absolutely. You can always email us at PIO@escambiaso.com. And if you forget that, you can visit our website at escambiaso.com and find the emails there.
So awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing about this. This is just absolutely wonderful. And so what's next for your day today? Where are y'all headed next?
Oh, goodness. Back to the office to finish some press releases.
Yeah. I've got a make contact with a few schools to get some more slips. We try to get them before the Thanksgiving holidays, but we had some kids that come up sick.
Yeah.
And we have to change. And I hate that for them, but I've got a deadline I've got to meet, and I've got to get everything bought and brought to the sheriff's office and wrapped.